Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are experiencing clear skies, perfect for a night stroll. Meanwhile, Haifa is a bit cooler with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, Maariv reports from earlier today that the IDF admits avoiding evictions of illegal outposts. In the first half of 2026, the West Bank saw 660 incidents of nationalist crime and 45 targeted attacks on security forces. Also, Ynet highlights concerns in Israel over a Saudi-Turkey-Pakistan pact. An Israeli official warns that this alliance may be aimed at Israel despite claims of focusing on Iran. There are also worries that Egypt might join the pact. Also this hour, WALA reveals dramatic intelligence on a potential fraud exercise against Israel. This comes as Washington attempts to advance peace agreements, with reports of secret Arab talks at high levels. Separately, Times of Israel notes Iran's view on the Saudi-Pakistan-Turkey deal. Tehran claims it reflects a shift in perception toward the U.S., suggesting regional allies feel they cannot rely on Washington. And finally, Axios uncovers a scoop about the U.S. brokering a secret deal regarding a clandestine Syrian nuclear site. The Trump administration, alongside international inspectors, acted swiftly to avoid a major escalation. Here's what people are saying online. Ariel Osaron, a journalist, posted just minutes ago about Israeli airstrikes reported in Al-Mansouri, southern Lebanon. Barak Ravid, a prominent journalist, shared earlier today that the International Atomic Energy Agency will soon remove nuclear material from a secret site in Syria. This follows understandings reached by the Trump administration with Syria and Israel. Ihab Hassan, a Palestinian activist, wrote that Israeli settlers are intimidating residents of the Christian village of Taiba. They're reportedly sending children to harass Palestinians and attempt break-ins as part of a campaign against the village. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's admission about illegal outposts. Maariv reports that the Israeli military avoided evicting these outposts, leading to numerous nationalist crimes and attacks against security forces earlier this year. This raises questions about law enforcement and security in the West Bank. The implications for regional stability are significant, as tensions may escalate further. Turning to the Saudi-Turkey-Pakistan pact, Ynet details Israel's concern that the alliance could be directed against it, despite claims of countering Iran's influence. There's a call for Israel to strengthen ties with Greece as a counterbalance. If Egypt joins the pact, regional alliances could shift dramatically, impacting Israel's diplomatic strategies. Meanwhile, WALA's report on potential fraudulent peace exercises suggests high-level secret talks among Arab nations. This occurs as the U.S. pushes for expanded peace agreements. The fear is that these talks might undermine Israel's security interests. Any false sense of peace could leave Israel vulnerable to unexpected developments. On the diplomatic front, Iran's interpretation of the Saudi-Pakistan-Turkey deal, as noted by Times of Israel, suggests diminishing U.S. influence in the region. Iran claims the deal indicates that U.S. allies are reconsidering their reliance on Washington. This could lead to a realignment of regional powers, affecting international relations and security strategies. Finally, Axios reveals a secret U.S.-led effort to address a Syrian nuclear site. The Trump administration and international inspectors moved quickly to prevent escalation. The resolution of this issue could reduce nuclear tensions, but it also highlights ongoing security concerns in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Maariv Business reports that Beyoncé has acquired full ownership of Sir Davis Whiskey. Previously, she partnered with Louis Vuitton Moët Hennessy. This move consolidates her control over the brand. Separately, Kotek notes that while Israel's tourism industry is recovering, it still heavily relies on aviation. July saw a 28.6% increase in visitor arrivals compared to last year, yet numbers remain below 2025 levels. The industry's dependence on fragile aviation links poses ongoing risks. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights a $93 million increase in Israel's foreign currency reserves in July. The Bank of Israel's management profits contributed to this rise. This boost in reserves could provide economic stability amid regional uncertainties. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.